And Leighton Buzz Radio today is very fortunate to welcome the world famous, I'm going to call you by your proper name, Holly King Mand, and not Holly English as I keep calling you. Hi, Holly.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. So for those of you who don't know Holly, she's taken the world by storm, haven't you, Holly?
It seems so, yes.
You're doing English lessons online, which started out, how did you start this out? What was your thinking when you first got on there?
Well, it was around the time that schools went into lockdown, and I could see everybody in the local Leighton Buzz community pulling together and offering to collect prescriptions for the vulnerable and deliver food to those that were in isolation. And I was thinking, what am I able to do? What can I bring to the table? Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, maybe I could offer some English lessons online every day. I didn't, in my wildest dreams, expect them to be this popular, but I thought it might be helpful to parents that were feeling unsure about the English lessons or the English work that their children would need to do, and some of the children might benefit from it as well. And that's how it all started.
Now, I know when the lockdown first started, there were many stressed parents out there, so I think you clearly picked up on the homeschooling panic that first set in. I think people have calmed down a little bit now about it, but the pressure that was on parents when that first happened was immense, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Lots of parents were trying to put together timetables that mirrored what their children had been doing at school, and there were parents panicking about delivering on topics that they felt completely out of their depth. So I know that's how I would feel if it was maths. So I can empathise with
same,
those parents.
Same here.
I think there was quite a lot of panic. So,
yes, I certainly felt there was panicking going on. So just so people understand just quite how big this has got, can you give me some, I'm sure you're not monitoring your numbers by the second, but can you give some idea of the numbers of people that are now tuning into your lessons?
Sure. So my first lesson that I aired on the 23rd of March has now had about 43,000 views last time I checked.
Wow.
And I have around 42,000 followers on Facebook and around 2,000 on Instagram. And I'm not sure how many subscribers I have on YouTube, but my lessons are all delivered through YouTube at the moment. So that's where most people are finding them.
Wow, that is an incredible response, isn't it?
it's just crazy. I can't believe it. I'm still so shocked weeks on.
I'm awestruck by that. What I would like to know, and I know you're not going to be able to, I've got a feeling you're not going to be able to say this, but there must be other English teachers out there. What's so good about Holly?
I say this all the time, that I think it was just the right place at the right time. I posted an advert in a family's lockdown group on Facebook the weekend that the schools closed, and I think it just caught people's attention at the right time. But I think one of the things that parents seem to really like about my lessons is that they are only 25-30 minutes long. I aim them at quite a wide age range. Mm-hmm. So if there are siblings, more often than not, parents can have their children do their work together, and also the parents can watch along. And then they feel much more confident about doing the follow-up tasks that I post online for the students to do afterwards. So it just seems, the whole way it works seems to work quite well for parents and learners alike.
That's very humble response, I think. I think, you know, look, I haven't watched it, honestly, because I haven't actually had time. I was going to go and watch one of your lessons, but I haven't actually had time to do that, I'm sorry to say. It's been a long, long time since I was in an English lesson, to be honest. But they look bright. You know, when I saw the clips of your lessons, they look quite bright and open and fun looking. And I've seen some of the work the children are putting out there. It looks like they're very interactive and a level that doesn't overwhelm.
Yeah, I think that you mentioned there about them being interactive, because there's a live chat element on the YouTube videos. the learners really like that they can come up with ideas and put them into the chat, and then I can say, oh, so-and-so has just said this, and that's a really good idea because...
That's nice.
And I think that's an element that the learners really do enjoy. They do have that interaction with a teacher that they otherwise wouldn't be having necessarily.
Yeah, and that stops that feeling of isolation and just sitting in your own house, I suppose, with your parents standing over you doing your work. Yeah. So how's lockdown been for you in Leighton Buzzard? How are you experiencing it? How's it been?
Well, it comes with the same trials I think many parents are experiencing at the moment. I've got two tiny humans. So I've got a daughter who is almost 9 months old, and one who's 2.5. So I do spend much of the day constantly putting everything back into the toy box. But for the most part, we've been doing quite well as a family. We have a small garden, so we've been able to get fresh air in a safe environment.
Yeah, it's nice if you can get out. I do feel very sorry for anybody who's in a flat, for instance, and not been able to sit outside too often. And what are your thoughts about Leighton Buzzard community as a whole and how it's come together?
Oh, I'm so proud to live in Leighton Buzzard. I've only actually been living here for approaching 3 years, and I lived in London before that. Mm-hmm. So the community that we have here is just—it's wonderful. Everyone seems to know everyone and support each other, and I just find everyone here really friendly and welcoming, and just lovely, very nice. I'm very, very proud and very lucky to live here.
I think we're leading the way in the community spirit and how we've all pulled together, and particularly the Leighton Linslade. I always give them a mention because they're so great. The helpers group that came out of this. And seem to be one of the forerunners in the country for how to go forward. So,
absolutely. The speed at which they galvanised themselves was just admirable. I think it's really impressive. Absolutely.
Well, Holly, you're part of that fantastic effort of the community, and I know you're humble, but loads of people have said to Leighton Buzz Radio, have been saying, have you seen Holly English? I keep calling you Holly English, sorry.
That's fine.
English lessons with Holly going on, and so I'm glad we finally got to speak to you. The contact details for your lessons and everything will be added to the Leighton Buzz Radio website, of course, but in the meantime, do you want to just give a shout out how people can reach you if they haven't already?
Sure, absolutely. So I've got a Facebook page called English with Holly, and all of the information that you might need is available on that Facebook page, and ways that you can contact me directly. But my lessons are aired at 11 a.m. every weekday on YouTube via my YouTube channel, which is English with Holly.
Lovely, thank you. And thanks very much for joining Leighton Buzz Radio.
My pleasure, absolutely my pleasure. Thank you.